Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
The following podcast is not real. It just isn't. All we do is argue about this, and I miss how we used to just laugh. How can we get back there? Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, do not worry. I will tell you everything you need to know. About 2 years and four-ish months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, the world is being taken over by the Dark Lord, who has imprisoned me and my goon companions, and are forcing us to continue to do this podcast that we record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my goon companion, Usidor.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. Oh, and there may be other secret names. Names of such great portent and power that if you were to see them writ upon the page, you would think that they were little magical elves with flames coming out of their eyes, and the words would dance off of the page, dance towards your body with their flaming eyes lit, aye, and they would draw swords of flaming ink and stab you until you died.
And I'm also joined by Chunt the Shapeshifter.
Aha.
How you doing, bud?
I'm pretty good. Just wanted to know, maybe check in with you, get to, you know, knowing me, knowing you.
Yeah.
Just kind of check in.
There's nothing we can do besides just try to connect.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad. I mean, you know, obviously you've got to take into account the fact we've all been imprisoned by the Dark Lord and are being forced to do this podcast.
Right,
but I still enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I still enjoy my time with my good buds.
Good, 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 good.
How are you doing, Chunt?
Good. I'm really, you know, I feel like I was really born to be a guard. Recently, I was just kind of walking around town, walking into some of the different buildings, and I actually found Pimbly Nimblebottom.
What?
He's stuffed above our fireplace.
Oh,
he's
no.
still alive. He's
oh.
Just still.
Oh, I was afraid he had passed and left
no,
us.
No, he's still alive. He's in a lot of pain, and he is stuffed to the gills.
Ugh.
And you just left him there?
I had a conversation with him. He seems to be keeping high spirits, and I said, when the time is right, I will come for you.
Whose fireplace is he stuffed over?
The turtle. That big turtle guy?
That big turtle guy?
Yeah, I don't know his name.
Huh. Do you know the big turtle guy's name?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, you know, I've been walking around town a little bit more, as I've said recently, and I went by Kellery Potter's pottery store. She's a woman that did that ad saying that, like, a witch had stolen her children and that she needed to sell everything in her store to save them. But then I went in there and she was saying that, like, a goblin had stolen her nephew and she had to sell everything in the store. Otherwise, the goblin was going to kill her nephew.
Well, she is what we here on Foon call a capitalist.
Uh-huh.
And she will say anything to hawk her wares.
Yeah, like every time I go in there, there's just some new excuse for her to be actively trying to liquidate the stuff that's in her store.
There may be a grain of truth. All the best lies have a grain of truth in them.
Have you ever planted a grain of truth?
No. What happens if you plant a grain of truth?
You get a truth tree.
Truth tree?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the truth hurts. And you walk past a truth tree and you're like, the truth tree is like, maybe need to lose a couple pounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
like, truth. Fuck you, truth tree.
Well, but you can't, you get mad. Yes, you are angry, but you realize it's a truth tree.
Yeah.
It's telling me the truth.
Just as I am telling you the truth, Blemish is here, ultimate truth teller, to remind you of your misery.
Oh, Blemish, I'm so weak and a tired old man who has no magical powers at all.
Zonanin, nothing makes Blemish's pimply, cracked face grin with glee more than to see you decimated and desiccated in your state.
I diminish though I may be, someday I shall take my revenge upon thee.
Oh, and we little chunt. Oh, are you still a little sexual profligate running about, flitting around? No time for that? Too busy being imprisoned? Oh, sad. No shape-shifting. Ooh, boo.
He's a guard now.
I'm a guard. Look at this hat. Well, let me lift up my bray. Look at this hat.
And Arnold.
It's Arnie.
So sad to see you, so sad. Oh, it is so sad for everyone except for Blemish, who's never been happier, never been freer, never been cleaner.
Oh, he's going to sing.
Blemish is brushing his teeth.
Well, they do say if you feel enough emotion that you can break out into song.
Oh, wow, yeah, I've never seen Blemish so happy. Are you so happy now that the Dark Lord has put you back in charge of the Vermilion Minotaur along with Daphne?
Absolutely, and I'm serving you all nothing. If anyone is serving anyone anything, it's Daphne. All I have to do is sit around, watch, and enjoy your miserable interactions.
Could I have a mean, though?
Of course not.
Just one mead. Just a mead.
For old time's sake.
A round of meads for the table.
A round of meads for old time's sake.
I would love a mead.
Would everyone like a mead for old time's
sake? Yes,
would that be fun for
yes,
everyone?
Thank
would
you.
Raise everyone's spirits a bit in these dark times?
Yeah.
Fuck all of you.
No. Damn it.
You all can suck on my cat dick.
Bartender. Could I get a round of mead for the table here?
Of course, my Baron.
Baron Ragoon.
Yes, hello there, Arnold. Arnie. What is it now?
It's Arnie.
Arnie.
It's Arnold.
It's always been Arnie, really.
Baron, it's hard for me to say it's a pleasure to see you since I'm still imprisoned here and I'm a weak old man.
So many evil people walking into the tavern today. Is it Sweeps Week or something?
Chunt, I understand you've become a member of our guard.
Yes, I have, sir.
Report.
There's a big old turtle guy. Found a big old turtle guy, sir.
Baron, do you know the big old turtle guy's name?
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't think I mean, Cockroach Clown is cracking up. I mean, he's due for a promotion. He's cracking up all the guards, so I would just recommend him for a promotion.
I'm so glad that you came around to our side of things. Now, Usador,
yes?
Do you see how your friend joined the winning side?
I see that he has taken a side, and that I cannot do as he has done, for if doing so, I would be denying my very reason for existing. And Cockroach Cloud doesn't deserve a promotion.
Oh, man.
Cockroach Clown is a freak, man.
Why? Wow, because he's
real.
A cockroach in full-on clown makeup?
Yes, it's terrifying.
Oh, wait.
It's real scary.
Cockroach Clown is the giant cockroach in clown makeup?
Yeah. Wait, who did you think Cockroach Clown was?
I thought it was the large hairy fellow with wheels for legs.
Oh, that's Wheelbear.
Oh. No, I think we're going to be promoting Wheelbear then.
He's a
people
person.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, absolutely. He also guessed my name, which was very impressive.
He just guessed your name?
Yeah, he got it wrong, but it was very impressive
Oh, okay.
That he had the confidence.
You're me, my lord. And empty flagons for the rest of you.
Thank you, boy.
We'll need at least one more full mead. I do have a guest joining me.
Right away, my lord.
Right away, my lord. Right away, my lord.
You know what? I'm going to pretend to be drinking out of this empty flagon just to piss Blemish off.
What was that noise?
This is me, like, making it clear that I'm drinking it. Here, I want to try.
What's the matter with
gulp,
you?
Gulp, 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 gulp,
This is the best mead I've ever had.
Oh, man, this actually, that looks so much more fun than actually drinking a mead.
It is really fun.
Wizard, trade with me.
There you go.
Yum, yum, yum. Yum.
Oh,
so tasty.
Nice.
Who's your guest that's joining?
Oh, yes. So, I would appreciate it very much, and by which I mean would withhold punishment, if everyone could, you know, help me make a good impression. This is a lady friend of mine.
Oh, that's right. You have this new girlfriend ever since your wife died in a lava.
Yeah, that loss of a loved one I'm trying to put behind me, but way to bring it up again right now.
Sorry.
I do. But yes, here she comes. On your feet.
Shinglebirth. Yes. Are these your friends?
Well, Eliza, I would not say friends. I would say they're in my thrall. Chunt here, this is a shapeshifter, and he is a member of my guard, and my words are like law unto him. Correct?
That God is correct. Ye good den, wee badger.
This lady looks very familiar.
And then, of course, this is the diminished wizard I told you about.
Good lady, former wizard. I'm just now a weak old man.
Did you see that? He's like a weak old man.
He looks very sad.
I am very sad.
And is this the man who travels between worlds?
Yes, this is the human from the other realm.
Yeah, that's me. I'm from another world. It's very nice to meet you.
Oh, Shinglebirth. He frightens me.
Oh, well, I can assure you, he is no threat whatsoever. The Dark Lord has studied
least a little bit of a threat.
No, right? I can also assure you he's not a threat.
Gentlemen, you stand in the presence of Lady Eliza Parts.
Ooh. Lady Eliza Parts?
Yes, call me Lady Parts.
It is a pleasure to meet you, good lady.
The pleasure is all mine, all the lady pleasures.
Well... How very ladylike of you.
Yes, well, that's what I'm like. I'm from the Hidden Valley.
Oh, okay.
My family has a ranch there.
I love Hidden Valley's ranches.
Indeed. They're most creamy. Shinglebirth and I have been getting to know one another. I'm evil just like him.
She is. She is, everyone.
Oh, what have you done that's evil?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I hurt things all the time. I see something and I think, I'd like to hurt that. And then if I can, I do.
Checks out.
I mean, I have to say, I was very distraught, for reasons that I just moments ago asked we not bring up. But
The death of your wife in the lava.
Yes, yes.
Where she burned.
Yes, after being defenestrated. Yes,
yes.
Oh, I was nowhere near it, but it sounds horrible. The sounds of her screams from the tower as she fell... clutching onto the window before she died.
See, this is exactly what she's talking about. Like, the graphic descriptions making me imagine my wife's last horrible moments. That's pretty evil, huh?
Well, oh, Baron, yeah. You know what? You know what time it is, Baron? Truth hurty.
Is it already? Excuse me one moment.
Yes. Away with you, Shinglebirth. Tonight is a special night for the both of us.
Lemish, is it Truth 30 yet?
Yes, my lord, it's Truth 30.
What makes tonight a special night, Lady Parts?
Well, I shouldn't say, but tonight's the night I'm going to show Shinglebirth my cunt knuckle.
What's this?
Well, we've been waiting a long time, and we can hold back no further. There's no excuses left.
I just spit my imaginary ale across the room. Holy crap.
Guys. I'm sorry, Lady Parts. Would you excuse us for just a moment?
Yes, of course.
Guys, I thought that the Baron was dating Tom the Traveler, who was acting as his new girlfriend.
I thought so, too, but when I speak around this lady, I can hear that she has a vagina.
Yeah.
This is clearly an evil lady.
This is a very evil lady.
And I do consider her now to be one of mine enemies.
Yeah. I'm eavesdropping.
Whoa!
Yes.
So evil.
We were just talking
Wouldn't
about...
Wouldn't an evil person do that?
Yeah.
Listen in when they're not supposed to private conversation? That's because I'm not good.
Yeah. But also just like perverts would do that too.
Yes.
I don't. Are you pro pervert now?
I don't know. I'm still. My opinion on perversion is still evolving.
All right.
Gasmoines.
I mean, what? How do you know that name?
Gasmoines is the Baron out of Asia.
Yes, he is. He's absconded over to the bar.
Oh, no. Chant. Gasmoines, it's me, Tom.
It's Arnie. Oh, my gosh.
How did you do that?
Oh my God.
Performance.
That was good. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the adrenaline of opening night is upon me. I'm supposed to show him my cunt knuckle tonight.
Is that why you called it opening night?
Truly an opening night.
Apparently, it's an opening.
I mean, I gotta say, I mean, that sounds terrible, but at the same time, if you don't win a tosser for this performance, it's rigged.
I was thinking much the same thing.
Look, we all know that the rules of the tosser committee have to be changed. That's one of a myriad of things we should be pushing for. The fact of the matter is, I went undercover as the Baron's girlfriend, thinking that there would be an end in sight. But now I'm trapped, and tonight in the tower, I fear the Baron will not listen to any other excuses. If I'm to love him, then I'm to love him. And he's going to find out that I'm not Lady Parts after all.
What are some of the excuses you've been giving him in order to not get under the covers, as it were?
A headache.
One.
Yeah, in the dark, I would punch the head of his penis. And then I would say... No, that's part of one.
He's describing a headache.
Oh, gotcha.
So we'd be lying in bed, and he would say, Let's get a look at that knuckle, my lady. And then it would be dark. I would blow out the candle and then I would punch the head of his penis.
Oh.
And I would say, did you hear that? I think a cat fell. You sound like you have a headache.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
I also told him that I'll have my period.
Two.
Fair enough.
And that's what, of course, Arnor, if you don't know, in Foon, you're allowed to have periods of sadness, in which intercourse is forbidden.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm having my period of sadness.
Yeah.
And
how frequently are you allowed to have your period?
You can have your period with some regularity. And of course...
Ideally.
Yeah, well...
Isn't it where if there's like something hyper-tragic in terms of like when your father died, don't a lot of women's sort of grieving periods sync up?
It's often because tragic things are happening that affect everyone. So then you share the same periods. And it's really not a good idea to have intercourse during a period, but then some people are like, just lay a towel down.
Yeah, to dry up all the tears, right?
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, some
yeah
people
if you're crying...
Like, it's all right. Yeah, if you're crying
a lot, people say, just lay a towel down. It'll soak up all the tears, and you can do it. But I've run out of excuses.
Maybe could you just convince him you have a blaz?
A what?
Blaz? It's one of the types of genitalia you told us about last time.
Oh, a blaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I have a feeling, based on what he's said, that he's going to be spending a lot of time down there.
What has he said that makes you think... It'll spend a lot of time
he
down
said,
there.
Lady Parts, when I get a look at that knuckle, I'm going to spend a lot of time down there. And that led me to think, I think he intends to spend a lot of time down there.
Oh, guys will say just about anything to get in bed with a lady, though, you know.
Yeah, maybe I could say that I have a blaz, but I don't think he's going to buy it. And also, I'm sick of this. You sent me on a mission to spy. Well, I spied. And now everything went bollocks, and now we're under occupation. I've got plenty of notes, but honestly, none of this, these papers, I've written down plenty of things, but none of them matter.
No, maybe they do. What are some of the notes?
Well, the Baron is just spending all his time trying to solve this stupid riddle.
Ooh, I love riddles.
Yeah, what's the riddle?
Now it's meaningless. A cave beneath the orange beast, one door west and three doors east, down and down and down you go until the river starts to glow. Face to face with Swamps McGee shall see the breaking of the three below the water. Man must grope until he finds Sweet Penelope.
Hold up. Did you say Swamp McGee?
Yes, he repeats it over and over. I'm an actor, so I can memorize.
I think that's the name of the big turtle guy. Isn't that Swamp McGee?
Is that Swamp McGee?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, face to face with Swamps McGee shall see the breaking of the three. That doesn't mean anything.
The three?
Fu-oon-oon?
I don't know.
There's three hosts on this podcast. It could be us. I like to figure out where I go in a riddle.
Oh, sure.
I go in the
or
front.
Or prophecy. You go in front?
I go in the front of a riddle. And then if it feels like, based on what I hear in the riddle, that I need to enter from a different place, then I do. But I think it's best to read the whole riddle and before you do anything, from the front to the back. Because a lot of riddles you'll get to, like, for example, have you ever heard this one? What walks with three eyes in the morning, flies like a bird in midday, lands in the valley in the morning of the next day, and pay no attention to this riddle. Now, if you try to solve that before the end, you've gotten it wrong.
Which clearly tells you to ignore it.
Ignore the whole riddle.
Right.
That reminds me of Fleek, the guy who sells his teeth. He told me a riddle that was, what flies in the sky without an E, and what in the morning has a sum of three, but then also, none of that's important, I'm talking about a horse.
Oh.
Tom, you look like a lady. You look exactly like a lady.
Well, let me wipe off some of my makeup.
You look more like a lady now.
Okay, let me put back on my man makeup, the different makeup. Because what happens is I've got naturally ladylike features. So what I do is I wear man makeup and then I put lady makeup on over that.
Aren't you concerned that the Baron might see you like this, though?
What if when the Baron comes back, I've turned into someone else using my acting, and then we can say that Lady Parts blew up?
Better yet, we could say that she has just disappeared into the forest. This would serve two purposes. If we ever need you to be Lady Parts again, you can come back. And it might distract the Baron by him sending his forces and spending his time looking through the woods while we here devise some plan to overcome the Dark Lord.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but have you ever been in a relationship where things are going really great at the beginning of the relationship, and it comes time that you think, tonight's the night, we're going to do it, and then the lady says, I'm going into the forest for a few weeks just to get really excited about this, and then you never see her again.
Oh, yes, that has happened to me many times.
Yeah, maybe it's just that.
Or I could use my magic to turn your genitalia into a cunt knuckle.
Oh, do that.
Okay.
Sometimes the easiest solution is the one that's right in front of your face.
But I could do this, but as Thomas clearly said, he can find no other information out from the Baron that is useful. Perhaps it is time to set Tom free.
Yes, and also, I think we should be respectful of people who feel that they are born a different gender, and I do have a lot of respect for people who are, and I do feel that that is a real thing and very important to honor.
Well, so are you saying, Tom, that like you've spent all this time, you know, doing a sort of gender reversal and you don't want to do that anymore?
It feels dated.
It
feels hot to the touch. And I know some like it hot, but if you think about it, that's sort of a dated thing.
Well, as you like it.
Right. As you like it. And
I now declare then, we four bosom buddies shall take this oath to no longer try to pass ourselves off as some other gender. Yea, we shall be only the gender that we feel like we are.
Be who you are.
Tom,
be who you are. Be who you are.
Tom, thanks for everything you've done for us so far. I'm just glad that we didn't have to do a spell to get your Peter Scolari'd.
And I feel like we've emotionally grown. I feel like, you know, they say boys don't cry, but I feel like men should cry.
Yeah.
We should have our periods.
Tootsie?
Yeah.
Tootsie? Does anybody want a Tootsie? I have some.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
These are delicious Tootsies.
Mm.
Oh, indeed. I feel the heat from this predicament, and it is real. I do not doubt fire when I feel it.
Well, do you want to man up and just do whatever you got to do to get through this?
Indeed. White chicks.
Wait.
Oh, hold still. You got a ladybug on you.
All right. So, the plan is to shed the costume.
And then we shall tell the Baron a story. That Lady Parts is absconded into the woods. Aye, we know not where she be. But she ran off in a tizzy, declaring her everlasting love for the Baron, but also seemingly distraught and confused, so that he will spend his time and energy searching for her when he should be watching us.
Perfect. And I will be a bat.
Oh, well,
what's going on?
Huh?
Just seems like the easiest thing.
You're going to play a bat?
Yeah, with my
the
acting.
Easiest?
Yeah, I'll just be a bat so that when he comes back, the tavern's full of bats. He'll just say...
Several? Multiple bats? You're going to play more than one bat?
Yeah, I'll play some bats because we already have bats in the tavern.
I'll just mix in with the other bats
Mix in with the other bats. Yeah.
I can't wait to see this transformation. Yeah. You're so talented.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's take a quick break and refresh our drinks. And when we come back, Tom the Traveler will be a bat?
A series of bats.
A series of bats.
Think about it, Arnor. Am I?
It's Arnie.
Think about how stupid what you just said was. That I'm going to be a bat? Visualize that.
I'm too big to be one bat.
I'm going to be a series of bats strewn about through the tavern. One over there, one over there, one in the rafters.
Well, I never thought it could be done, but Tom, you do look like a series of bats.
That is how acting is done, Arnor.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, where are you looking right now?
I'm looking at those bats up there.
Those are real bats.
Oh wait, no, Tom, you don't look anything like bats.
What are you talking about?
No, he's just standing there.
He looks like a series of bats to
me. He's moving his fingers a little bit
you
like bats.
You don't understand the theater the way I do.
Let's turn off all the candles. Let's blow out all the candles.
Okay.
And let's see if maybe in an audible way, he can convince us he's a series of bats. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello, I'm a series of bats.
Wonderful.
Wow.
It's Brechtian.
So good.
It's Brechtian.
What does Brechtian mean?
Have you ever been to Brechtia?
No.
Well, in Brechtia, things tend to appear without artifice. And also, groups of bats tend to look like people.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's a lot of fourth walls there that you can kind of punch or shatter.
Hmm.
Sometimes they just leave them off. A lot of people's houses, just three walls.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of breaking the fourth wall, Matt.
All right, turn off the dark. Turn off the dark. Put the lights back on.
Okay, yeah.
Candles.
Gaily of Lichtenkammer.
I'm getting pretty good at doing that,
that
too.
That was good.
Well, I think Isidore did it. I think you just said it.
Oh, well, this little one I did.
Tom, I know I don't want to put you on the spot. Instead of a series of bats, could you play a serious bat?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. Do you hear the gravitas when he said yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you've got to make a choice as an actor.
Where's my lady parts?
Oh, Baron.
Baron, we think perhaps you should take a seat at the table here.
I'm a series of bats.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me there, flock of bats. I'm having a conversation with some prisoners of mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just some bats.
Yes. We're not talking about you right now.
Well, it's hard for me to determine because I'm just a series of bats.
They're just a bunch of bats. They don't know. They don't know, like, how human conversation goes.
Is this series of bats a series of friends of yours?
Well, they're just some Brechtian bats here in the tavern. We have all sorts of bats here.
Some of them are friends.
Where's Lady Parts?
I hate to tell you this, because I'm becoming such a huge fan of yours.
Really?
Yes, I don't agree with everything you do, but I like you as a person.
Well, thank you.
That's, you know, progress.
Your girlfriend went off to the woods to get excited for intercourse. I'm a series of bats, and I can see that.
Yes, she ran off into the forest. She was excited to have intercourse with you and proclaimed her everlasting love for you. But then she also seemed distraught and confused and ran away.
Oh, man. You know, I thought this might happen. She's...
You did?
She's very nervous. She was a peasant woman when I met her, and I made her lady parts.
You made her lady parts?
I ennobled her.
So before that, she was just peasant parts?
Yep.
Don't be upset. Do you want to spend the night with me? A group of bats?
Wait.
Tom, that's not going to solve your problem.
Oh, shit.
Yes,
I just did that because I felt like that's what the bats would do.
That was very in character, very good.
Let me ask a question. Series of bats.
Yes.
You've shown great insight in the very brief time I've spoken with you.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have any advice for someone who has a consummation night jitters?
Oh, yes. You're nervous. Why not, in practice, for lady parts, you spend tonight having sex with a series of bats?
What? Tom, if you want to have sex with the Baron,
Just have sex with the Baron.
I don't want to have sex with the Baron. I'm just an actor who's committed to the motivation of my character. And I think if I was a series of bats, this is what I'd be saying.
Wow, I'm very flattered, series of bats. But, I don't know, my heart is sort of, it belongs to another. The Dark Lord, who gives me some discretion with how I use my genitals. And I've chosen to use them with a special lady parts. And
I'll have sex with those bats.
Blemish.
Oh, no.
Anyone?
That sounds great. That sounds terrible. I can't be untrue to my character.
Well, hey, you know what? I'd like to spend a lot of time down there, flock of bats.
I wonder if we could fly into your mouth and then fly out again. What am I saying?
Of course we could.
I should have picked a different character.
Tom.
What?
Just for a moment. Use your incredible acting skills to act like a less talented actor. So you don't have to say the things your character would say.
Got it.
I'd love to take you back down to the basement.
I'm not a series of bats.
Well, series of bats, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really nice to have you back. I know, obviously, we've just met you, series of bats, and you're not an old friend that we've known for a very long time that's put their life in danger to try to help out the cause of defeating the Dark Lord. But just in general, you're welcome back anytime, series of bats.
Well, I thank you for that, and you know that I'm around the tavern, and if you can't see, I am wanking.
You're wanking?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what you do when you want to say something but mean something different in Foon. You just give a little wank.
Just give a little wank?
Well, you can also blink one of your eyes, but that's very easy to see, so below the table, I'm giving you a wink.
Okay. Whoa, hey, let go.
I'm just letting you know.
You know, Tom, quickly, while the Baron and Blemish are away from the table, is there anything else that you learned about the Baron from your time with him?
He's very concerned about you.
About me?
Yeah, he's afraid that you're going to discover the weapon.
What's this now?
You already found the Lunar Sword.
Yeah, I found the Lunar Sword and then Tanagan stole it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But apparently there's another weapon. I told you, I didn't find anything useful.
You found a lot of useful things, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Found that riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tom Riddle.
He wants to find the weapon before you do, right?
But I'm not looking for any weapon.
But I destroyed the map.
Oh, there was a map?
What's this?
Yes.
If you give me the map, I'll eat it. I remember everything I eat.
I've destroyed the map.
Oh, no.
And then I forgot it.
That's all right. We do know that there's a weapon somewhere hidden in the tavern.
Wait, so there's a weapon hidden in the tavern?
Wait, you remember everything you eat?
Right.
Remember Genlevia? You ate her as a rack of ribs.
With all my heart, I remember her.
So there's a weapon here in the tavern? And the Dark Lord's worried that I'll find it?
The Dark Lord doesn't want you to use your power.
What power?
Well, maybe it's the power of podcasting.
No.
No, he wants you to use that power, and then the riddle and the prophecy that the Baron can't figure out, that he keeps mumbling in his sleep. A cave beneath the orange beast, one door west and three doors east, down and down and down you go until the river starts to glow. Face to face with Swamps McGee shall see the breaking of the three. Below the water, man must grope until he finds sweet penelope. It's meaningless.
God, I wrote that down. I got Tom's riddle down.
You wrote it down?
I wrote it down.
Here, give it to me.
All right.
You just wrote down.
Motherfuck.
A cave beneath the orange beast, one door west and three doors east, down and down and down you go until the river starts to glow, face to face with Swamps McGee, shall see the breaking of the three, below the water man must grope until he finds sweet Penelope.
I tried to write Tom's riddle down, but I wrote too fast and I just wrote down Malvolo.
Well, if you rearrange some of the letters, that might help.
What good would that do?
I'm a series of bats.
Well, you know what? This is a good time, I think, for us to check in with our emails. You know, if people can make any heads or tails of what's going on in the tavern, email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And it can help us out, figure out what we should do to defeat the Dark Lord. Apparently, there's a weapon we need to be looking for. But here's an email I got. Hello, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. These are books I suggest to get your club started. I think this is for the book club. His Dark Materials.
You have a book club?
It's a two-pronged
thing.
Wait
a minute. You're wanking me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, I thought that was myself.
Oh, it's not really a book club.
Well, here's the thing. We've been using the book club as a code word for the Dark Lord. We need to defeat the book club.
Gotcha.
But also, we're thinking about starting a book club.
A book club. I'm wanking.
Tom, would you like to be in the book club?
Yes.
And help us defeat the book club?
I'd like to be in the book club. I'm wanking.
Thank you.
And we've decided, we've talked about it, and anytime one of us as a book club member finishes a book, we get a personal pan pizza.
Pizza Skull already committed to that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
But anyway, the emailer, Psycho Duck, suggested these books, His Dark Materials, Animorphs.
Why do you believe him?
Can't trust a Psycho Duck. He's crazy.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? His Dark Materials, Animorphs, The Weakness, Treasure Island.
Who's Dark Materials?
Yeah, you're just being a talking head.
His Dark Materials. And weirdly, His Dark Materials is all caps. And then in Animorphs, The Weakness is all caps. And then in Treasure Island, the IS in Island is in all caps. Then it's Ready Player One with the one in all caps. Then it's Lord of the Flies with of the all caps. The Butter Battle book with butt in all caps. And then the book Holes, all caps.
Read only the lowercase words.
Okay, let's see. Okay, you're right. It's a secret message. Dark Materials, Animorphs, The Treasure Land, Ready Player, Lord Flies, The Battle Book.
I wrote it down.
Okay,
if
you wrote it down.
If we make sense of that, we will defeat him.
All right, thank you, Psycho Duck. One more thing for us to unravel.
I think if you ever need me, just look to a series of bats.
Oh, yes. Tom, mysterious traveler.
I'm over here.
Remember, none of that really happened. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger Guard was played by Adil Rafai. Tom Blaine the Actor, aka Lady Eliza Parts, aka Series of Bats, was played by special guest Steve Waltine. Steve performs regularly with the traveling company for the Improvised Shakespeare Company. You can also see him as Hugh Finn, the more successful old friend, in the movie Don't Think Twice, now on Netflix. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson. If Martin had any accomplishments, they would be listed here. And Baron Dragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. Craig?
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan D. Georgie. This one edited by Ryan D. Georgie. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Don't forget to go to podswag.com to see some great Magic Tavern merchandise. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and of course, thanks to Earwolf.